I probably
won't surprise you to learn that the pages found littering this island after David Brownlee's death, the same pages that were piled in teetering stacks in the lighthouse he kept, were covered in stories.
Fairy tales,
according to the commission's records. Most pages had a main story, and then second, third, and fourth ones written in the margins, with further stories still squeezed in between the lines, filling every space, every gap, with writing too small to be readable. Until the pages, in some cases, were blue and black from edge to edge. None were transcribed. None were kept.
Younger brother,
down by the bank of the river flowing out of the forest, screamed in fear. The other two brothers ran over to see what had startled him and found, lolling in the scum, a decomposing ram's head. Waterlogged, cloudy-eyed, almost all skull, but for a few patches of matted fur, a shriveled, raisin-like tongue, and dried, browning gums still clinging to yellow teeth. The older brother smirked and went to grab the skull by its one remaining horn to taunt his younger brothers with it. But before he could, the skull did what no skull ever should. It cleared its throat.